when is it time to grow? How do you know that you need to add staff to your hospitalist group? And in talking to a lot of different people, the answer I've been getting is there is no simple answer. And that's part of the reason I wanted to do the story is I was wondering if I could do a checklist or something like that to ask a broad question first. What is the metric to you that says it's time to grow?
It's actually a great topic. For one, far too often I hear people talking about growing for the sake of growing, which doesn't make any sense. Working backwards, most hospital programs fail either because of unrealistic financial expectations. You know, everyone starts one and they see how much it costs and then they start to panic. And the other thing that you see a lot of is overexpansion and then plugging in gaps with, you know, locums type docs and maybe docs that really aren't good fits, but programs get desperate and they'll take warm bodies just to plug holes. And I think if you work backwards from those two realities, there's no replacement. There's nothing to replace a quality physician. And so I would never get myself in a situation where I felt vulnerable, whether it's because of unrealistic financial expectations or because my docs are being overworked and they're going to quit and burn out. And so the real advantage to growing, in my mind, is simply to entrench yourself in the hospital so that one day the hospital wakes up and says, without these hospitalists, we're doomed. You know, they run everything. The nurses count on them. ED counts on them, we count on them, everybody counts on them. So I think once you have equity from the hospital, you have the leverage that the surgeons want you, and the cardiologist wants you, and the ED wants you. And it's clear that you have leverage with the people that pay the bills, that they understand it's going to cost money. And there is an advantage to growth, because the bigger you are, the more you dig in, and the less you really can be thrown under the bus. Because, you know, most hospice programs cost a ton of money, and a lot of people panic when they see the bottom line and they start to have unrealistic expectations. So it is more of a gestalt feeling about, and every program is going to be different. And every program is going to be different as far as what they want that gives you the leverage to expand without fear of there being overexpansion, financial vulnerability.
A lot of times people talk about looking at their dashboard to say, this is how I know it's time to grow. What are my RVUs? What are my RVUs per encounter? Using things like that. By noting involvement in committees and that thing, it's a less measurable approach, but certainly one that ingrains your group more in the hospital. So you guys might not have as many patient encounters per doctor because those doctors might be splitting their time between a committee meeting and clinical care. A, am I correct? And B, do you see that as a good way to justify value but isn't necessarily data represented when you say, hey, it's time for me to grow?
Yeah, no, I think ultimately you need to have a competent hospital that understands your true value. And you're absolutely right. Like I said, what always happens is everyone says, hey, I want a hospice program to fix all these problems. And then they start getting the bill and they panic and they forget that we weren't hired to make money because we don't make money. We're hired to help the surgeons do more surgery, and we're hired to help with throughput, and we're hired to help decompress the emergency room, and we're hired to help with core measures, and we're hired to help with this, and we're hired to help with that. When the light quickly gets shined on the bill, the administration panics. Now, if you have, you know, short-sighted administrators who are more like Ford in the 1980s than they are, you know, Lexus in the 2000s, there ain't nothing you can do about that. And that program's doomed. If I was ever in a program where I just felt like they were so bottom-line oriented that they never were going to be able to see our true value, I would just start looking for a job somewhere else. If you can start to gain traction in these other things, then they will start to pull you in. A lot of it has to do with the quality of the administrators in the hospital. It really does. When John Nelson came to our program, and actually in his report, said that our program was, I think he said, top 10% of the country in fostering buy-in and having sort of a pro-hospital mentality. The administrators in our hospital haven't brought up productivity since. You know, once someone came in and told them what a good deal we were because we were good at all this other stuff, they haven't brought up productivity since. So some other people have, but the administrators of the hospital haven't. They're very happy with it. And when I staff for two things. I staff for patient safety, and I staff for physician sanity. Patient safety is violated constantly. We have too many doctors in over their head, and, you know, they try to use mid-levels to stop the bleeding, and mid-levels aren't physicians. They have very specific roles, but they're being used to stop the bleeding. And, you know, once you get in that situation, man, you either need to get the CFO, understand this is a patient safety issue, get the CEO and understand this is a patient safety issue, or get any job. If they can't get that, then you're done, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as physician sanity is concerned, these programs that just cream their docs, you either need to pay up the nose where they're willing to get creamed, or you're going to have burnout and turnover. And right now, unfortunately, the pendulum is so far out that hospitals have all this leverage that they feel like they're shopping at Walmart. They're like, I want to go to this program. Oh, this one's got a better deal. You know, there's a lot of bouncing around, a lot of playing programs off each other. You don't have that stability, you know. But unfortunately, those hospitals are using money as bait, and really the best bait you should be using is this is a place where you can work for 10 years and be sane and be happy and take care of patients. And you got to be able to sell that to your administrators. Patient safety, physician sanity. Otherwise, it's just not going to work.